Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
You can pause the show and come back.
All right, we're back. Kareem is at war. With his digestive system.
What is digestive system?
War.
Trying to be supportive.
It's true. It's always the most painful thing. All right, let's just jump right into it then. Got Mother's Day weekend coming up this weekend. Jason, I assume you're doing something nice for the wife.
Fuck!
Good thing I reminded you when we record on Monday.
No, I was reminded. I mean, I wasn't reminded by her, but I was reminded by the universe. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I'm probably not going to be able to do anything or get anything until like Saturday. So that's just the way that the week goes. I can make her something. So she usually does for me as makes me
the
something.
The interwebs, man. Wow, the Amazon.com show on the Nate Darling podcast.
Yeah, Amazon. It's easy.
Yes.
Click in and get something. It doesn't have to be something big. It just has to be something thoughtful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Last year for Father's Day, she took me to the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you got to be something really big. And the week of Mother's Day is not the week to be trying to figure it out.
No, but I also have a birthday coming up on June 20th. So, like, I have...
You have a make good?
Yeah, I have a make good.
Built-in make good for you?
And I always, like, I've been doing... right by her on every Mother's, on every one of her birthdays, every I'm like, I'm always doing
you,
right
you're
by
saying
her.
You banked some goodwill?
I've banked a lot of goodwill. And it's not like I'm not going to do anything, because whatever I do.
I mean, because you only got, what, one Mother's Day in the bag, or two?
Two Mother's Days, four anniversaries, two wedding anniversaries, four birthdays for her. So I've hit all of them, and I've always done something very special for all of those. Yeah.
That's what the internet said. Thanks, Nickel Black.
I know you used to do nice things for me, but what have you done for me lately?
I've woken up early every Saturday and Sunday for the last year and taking care of our daughter so you can sleep in.
That's your baby. I don't know what you're talking about. That ain't special.
No, it's special. It's special.
The good news is you got some time to ponder on it. And as we all know, it's the thought and the effort more than anything else.
Well, the thing that really sucks about it more than anything else is that all the savings goes to her, right? So, like, I paid a bunch of bills this month, so I have to wait for my next paycheck, which is Friday.
Well, like I said, it's not about how much it costs. It's about the thought that went into it and the effort that you put out.
I have to drop a G on her, right?
Maybe you should just drop the D on her and call it a day. What?
Boom!
No, see that? They don't have two things to celebrate Mother's Day for.
Mother's Day, you're getting breakfast in bed, and breakfast is my dick! Put it in your mouth.
Oh, my God. Sounds like the best Mother's Day present ever. Hey, honey.
What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, man.
You know how you say making me happy is what fulfills you?
Well. I have something for you
right?
That goes in your mouth.
Men are so terrible.
We are a horrible species.
We are terrible. All right. So, Mother's Day weekend. Anywho, so I mentioned in a tease on the end of Wednesday's show that my father-in-law's new boss is a crow. I know that sounds cryptic, but let me explain. So, Sunday, father-in-law's out in the front yard, and he calls Leslie on the phone. He goes, "Hey, you guys been throwing bread into this bird water that we got here?" It's So this thing puts water in for the birds. Not a bird bath. It's really more of a water.
Right.
Thing.
For them, yeah.
And we're like, what the hell are you talking about? No. No one's throwing bread in there. He goes, yeah, look, there's some bread in there now. There was some bread in there like a couple days ago. And as we're talking, because I said, you know, because we got crows around here. And crows have been known to drop nuts on the road. Cars will run over them, then they'll eat the nuts.
Right.
As we're talking, this crow that's slightly bigger than our dog, Pete.
Crows are so huge.
Flies into the tree out front, lands in the tree, makes the branch dip down. Then I said, there's a crow in the tree now. Wait, I said, crows do a lot of weird shit. Because he had, basically what my father-in-law did was he dumped the water and the bread over the fence to the grass out, not the grass, but like the landscaping out in front. But the bread was gone the last time. So he does it again. He refills the thing with water. The crow goes from the tree to the fence, and I said, if that crow comes over to that water dish, then we know exactly what's been going on.
Sure,
five seconds later, that crow is over at the water dish looking down, looking around, like, where the hell'd that bread go? Flies back over to the fence, looks down where he had, my father-in-law had dumped the bread out. And I said, oh, yeah, the crow's been bringing bread back here to drop into that well, because it's the only standing water around,
yeah,
to soften up the bread. And then when the crow comes back, you've put it down on the ground for him to eat. I said, you now work for the crow.
Crow hasn't working for him.
He's working for the crow. He's retired now. So that's I took that picture tonight when I got home.
That's the bread in it.
That's another thing of bread. Kareem, take a look. That is a huge bit of bread in
this
water thing.
Smart bird.
It is a smart bird who now has an unpaid employee.
Best type.
Actually, more of a manservant. Really.
More of a servant, yeah.
A manservant.
Yeah, yeah.
So our crow has a manservant. I got home tonight, and I then heard two roosters. So now they're either the one neighbor has another rooster, or they didn't really sound like they were coming from the same spot.
Oh, they don't die. They multiply.
They don't multiply if there's only the one rooster.
That's right.
You didn't multiply when you were just by yourself, did you?
No, the rooster's not by himself.
Yeah, well, guess what? There's another full-grown rooster in the neighborhood. Somebody else in the neighborhood got the bright idea, oh, someone got a rooster, I'm going to get one too. You know what's going to happen? There's going to be a fucking cockfight one street over. That's what's going to happen. Probably in front of the house with the guy who has the Raiders truck.
Yeah. You know what happened is the guy, like the one guy is like, oh shit, somebody else has a rooster. Now I'm not going to be that asshole.
Somebody's like, somebody got a rooster. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah. I'm going to get a rooster. By the way, when someone has a terrible idea, don't think about it and go, maybe I should copy that terrible idea for myself.
Maybe that person is just working on a really, like, sophisticated dinner, and he's going to make some cocovine. So he's just going to wait it out for, like, you know, a couple years, let it get old, and then cook it up and have one fantastic meal.
Dude, these roosters are full-grown roosters. Little baby roosters don't make this sound.
Well, no, cocovine needs to be with an old rooster. Like, sure. Like, end of its road. Rooster.
These are like retired roosters.
Right. You want a retired rooster for the cocamine. Definitely.
All right.
I learned that from cooking shows.
Oh, well, very good. Jason, we got a glimpse into your future.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know? Because your wife is smart.
Yep.
You're smart.
Okay.
Your daughter, you teach her things. She's going to be smart,
she
right?
She already is.
There you go. Well, look forward.
Good morning,
fuck
I'm Rachel
you, NPR.
A 12-year-old Australian boy really wanted to go on vacation. So when his parents canceled a trip to the Indonesian resort island of Bali, the kid decided to take their credit card and book himself a flight and a hotel. The airline was happy with his student ID and passport. Eventually, authorities tracked him down. The boy said he wanted an adventure. He sure got one, but he might not be getting any allowance while his parents pay off the several thousand dollars the adventure cost them. It's Morning Edition.
Glimpse wow. into your future.
The joke's going to be on her. Her mom doesn't have any any high limits on any of the credit cards. Keeps it low. Keep us honest so we don't have any debt. Yeah.
I heard that. I'm like, only 12 more years.
No, like, you know, Chris is very thrifty.
Sure. You've talked about
to
that.
That was actually crazy enough. One of the number one things I wanted to find in a woman was a woman that could manage money, because I could not.
Sure. You wanted someone who was strong where you were weak.
Because that's how teams work.
Right. Complement each other.
They want to complement each other. Yeah, she's really good at it. And CJ, yeah, we wouldn't have a credit card that has $7,000. Like, she'd be able to go buy like a, she might be able to fly anywhere in the U.S., anyhow.
Round trip to Burbank.
Yeah. Have a good time, kid. Oh, man.
All
right. My daughter got herself caught. We have this piece of furniture that's up off the ground. It has feet, but it has this, like, hollow area, like, for magazines, mm-hmm. That you can just, like, see right through. But it's a good, like, foot and a half off the ground. So on Friday, I stayed home with her because she had roseola. Like, it's a, she had a fever for a few days, and then she got this rash, like a skin rash.
Okay.
It's common for kids to get it, when they're young. Anyhow, I hear her grunting, and, like, I'm sitting on the couch, and she's over in the poop corner, I dubbed it, because, like, she goes over that corner to poop. Like, the kids, they do that. No, they have their favorite spot.
Yeah.
They have a spot, and, like, you know that if they go to that spot, like, they're pooping. Like, that's...
Yeah, I have a spot. It's called the bathroom.
Yeah.
No, they go hide in, like, a corner. And...
Oh, like the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, like any animal properly does.
Like any animal who's ashamed of what's coming out of them.
I try to make it funny and say, oh, you went poo-poos! Try to make it a funny thing. Because, so I hear this grunting. I'm like, okay, it doesn't sound like grunting that's really anything out of the ordinary if she's pooping right now. Like, it's not a big deal.
What is going on with your daughter that there's that much grunting?
There's not a lot of grunting.
Is she biting down on a towel while she's having a bowel movement?
No, it's not like that. But you hear like a little bit of like a little...
Okay, stop. Now it's getting weird.
Well, you're making it weird.
You just made it weird.
You make it as weird as you want to make it, because it's not
Go on
weird.
With your story.
So... I go over and I look over in the corner where I thought she was. And it sounds like she's in, and she's not there. And like I have like a semi panic moment because I look there and she's not there. She's not in back of it. I look underneath and she's not there. And then I hear her like make the noise again. And I look over and she's in like the little space. Like she's in. She's like she's folded up in half, and she's in the space. And she's just sitting there. Like, and she can't get herself out, so that's why she's like grunting because she can't get herself out. So I rescued her.
Did you take a picture first?
I did. And
there you go.
I will show you guys. That's the best thing about being a father, is you get to take pictures.
And send it to your wife and go, look what your daughter did.
That's exactly what
and
I did.
And the response you got was, why weren't you watching her?
No, she understands. She understands that she was in her poop corner. Like she understands. Like she has like two spots when she's in the gated living room area. She has the spot that's behind this area that she got caught in, and then she has another spot that's even more hidden that's behind her castle, like her rocket ship that we got her. It's like a little pop up tent. Mm. But so she goes in one of those two areas. She's definitely those are her preferred areas. It's like, for sure, she's pooping if she's there.
Sure.
But sometimes she just does a stinky leg over on to the right of you. It's like, oh, she's had to let it out. It's true. Like, no, it's all true, right?
Yeah.
That's
what they do.
That's what they do, man.
All right.
You got to laugh, man.
Well, I don't think you can do anything but.
No, there's so much shit. You fucking no idea how much shit there is.
Oh, that reminds me of an old joke. It's time for a terrible old joke.
Oh, yes.
So there was this farmer, and he raised pigs, and he wanted to have the biggest pig at the county fair. So he came up with this ingenious plan that he was going to put a cork in his pig's butthole so the pig wouldn't be able to poop, so it would just get huge.
Solid logic.
But he realized that at a certain point, that cork had to come out and it was going to be a problem. So he got a pet monkey. And every day leading up to the fair, he would work with the pig, feeding the pig, getting the pig ready for the fair. He also worked with the monkey, gave him a bottle, taught him how to take the cork out of the bottle.
So see where this is going.
Well, everybody can. It's a terrible joke. So the fair comes, the guy wins the blue ribbon, he's really excited, but then it's time to relieve the pressure on the pig. So all of a sudden he unleashes the monkey, and the monkey goes, does his job, and there's just shit everywhere. And someone goes around and goes, oh my God, because there's a crowd, and they're like, what'd you see? And first person says, I saw miles and miles of shit. Go to the second person, they say, what did you see? I said, miles and miles of shit. Went to the third person and said, what did you see? I said, I saw the monkey trying to put the cork back in. It's a terrible old joke.
I didn't see the monkey trying to put the cork back in. So the turn got me.
Yeah, that's
a good turn.
That's why it's stuck in my head all these years.
It's a good turn.
That's true. Meanwhile, so last show we went to my hometown for a guy who shot a smoke detector and then pulled the gun on the first responders who came and took away his shotgun.
Ooh.
Because you got to have more than one. That's why the Second Amendment exists. Meanwhile, in Kareem's homeland of North Carolina, someone won a lot of money in the lottery.
Diana, back in October, actually, Timothy Meese's wife won the lottery. That was $100,000 that they won off a scratch ticket. And like you said, today, they had so much luck recently, and today that luck was back. Because Timothy, when he walked out of that helicopter, he walked out barely unscathed.
Avery Drive residents watched their neighbor, Timothy Nice, for weeks attempt to fly his Mosquito XE helicopter, waiting for it all to go wrong.
This is the day today. And I came home and the neighborhood was blocked off. I was like, today was the day.
North Carolina State Highway Patrol and other law enforcement agencies responded to the crash Wednesday morning, finding the helicopter on fire. And Nice watching his helicopter melt away.
He was able to crawl away from the crash before it was engulfed in flames.
The FAA says Nice was attempting to hover when the helicopter's tail rotor got caught on a tree branch and the aircraft flew out of control.
Man bought a helicopter. He woke up one day and was like, day's the day I'm identified as a pilot. Bought a helicopter, and hell, I can't tell a man what to do on his own property.
The FAA says investigators will be looking into the pilot certification. State Highway Patrol tells Fox 46 Nice wasn't experienced, and we couldn't find any certifications under Nice's name either.
He doesn't have one.
Oh, I knew it was going down. I mean, you don't see somebody bouncing a helicopter around the yard and think, oh, man, this guy's going to make it.
Pilot was very fortunate that he was not receiving injuries so more right. severe than he did.
God was watching out for him. That's all I can say.
The NTSB will continue with the investigation.
They don't need to waste any more taxpayers' money. Like, what do they need to investigate?
Today, I was waiting for it, and today was the day.
Like that location reporter, right? Like that, she fucking lucked the fuck out. You cannot.
Oh my God.
Like, how lucky was she to find that guy? Like, that was the guy you want. That was the guy.
He's gold. He's gold. And he's the neighbor. He's been watching for months. He had video on his phone. That was when you heard the helicopter. This jackass, his wife wins $100,000 on a scratcher. And he decides, I'm going to go and buy a helicopter.
Yep.
I am not going to go and buy any helicopter flying lessons.
Oh, who needs to know how to learn? I can teach myself how to fly a helicopter. What are you talking
Did they have
about?
It on YouTube? Did you see Matrix? They just downloaded it into their head, all right?
All right, so here's the thing. A mosquito helicopter.
I can fly it on my own property.
It probably costs like $12,000.
No. It's actually $34,000 for a kit. So it comes in a box, you put it together, and it's $34,000. But if they won $100,000 on a scratcher, that means they took home $50,000. And he spent more than half of it on this dumbass helicopter that sat out in the yard.
He had to have bought it used.
No, he did not.
Man, she picked wrong.
Is his name up there?
She might have won the lottery, but she did not win the lottery of marriage.
What was his name?
His name is Timothy Niess, K-N-I-E-S-S.
Damn it, Tim. I told you not to buy that fucking helicopter. But I've always wanted one, all right? Like, they look good. Wouldn't it be cool if we could just fly to the grocery store?
I told you you should not buy that fucking helicopter. We could have used that for something else.
But I wanted to see what it was like to fly a helicopter, all right? You got these kids playing with drones.
Tim, you goddamn well you wouldn't know how to fly no fucking helicopter.
Listen, Victoria, you just need to shut the hell up, all right? You may have scratched it, but it's my money. I'm the man.
Now you got us on the news looking all stupid and shit.
Give me my beer. Shut up.
And scene. I love how people are going, like the Daily Mail, their first line of their story is, a man has had his second stroke of incredible good luck in just 7 months after surviving a helicopter crash that should have killed him.
Stupid guy. Almost dies.
Okay, so
everybody in the neighborhood was like, why the fuck did he buy a helicopter?
Everybody in the neighborhood was like,
When he bought the helicopter, everybody was like, what the fuck is he going to do with the helicopter?
No, I think they knew.
No, like, no. That's what they said at first. Right. When they came home with it, like, what the fuck is he going to do with the helicopter? And then he got home with the helicopter, and then they were like, gonna sit here and wait for this idiot to crash the fucking helicopter.
He is a maintenance man. So that's all you need to know, that he thinks he can figure anything out.
I'm telling you, I know those people. I know that guy that he was talking to. I know that guy. I know him.
He looks like every guy that you see at a microbrewery in Sacramento.
I know him.
You know him personally?
I know him.
Or you just know several guys like him.
I grew up with him.
Oh, man.
Yeah. There he is with his check.
Oh, and he married an Asian lady. So he's an ex-military. Yeah. He's ex-military.
Yep.
That lives somewhere near the base. And that's what he did. Or he got old and he went somewhere and got a wife. That's what he did.
I went to Thailand.
That looks like 90 Day Fiance right there.
Yep. That's exactly what he did.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. And she won $100,000. So it was probably very close to the, I told you, shut up, get me a beer. Yes. That's probably very close to that. Okay, there it is, arriving.
Yeah, there it is, fully assembled. Although he had to put the rotor on.
He is totally ex-military, ex-Air Force.
Yeah, there he is with his
working on helicopters his whole life. I've been working on these since I was in Vietnam.
I was in the Air Force. I know how to fly.
I know how to fly damn helicopters.
I was in the Air Force.
I was in the Air Force. I was maintaining these. You know how many helicopters I worked on? I worked on 175,000. I worked on the whole Western Fleet. I replaced all their turbines and all their rotors. I know how to do. I can fly one to fuck you guys in the Air Force who said I can't fly a helicopter yet. I have to work on them. It wouldn't take me up and just let me fly.
And the photos that we're seeing are from Facebook, of course.
Yes. And that's not the dumbest shit. Look, even though you think that him crashing the helicopter was the dumbest shit that he's done, it's not. He's done some really stupid shit. That's why his neighbors were waiting for him to do something else stupid.
Well, look at his mustache.
Yes.
You know just by that.
Yeah, he just bought her like 2 years ago.
Right.
Oh, man, that's so sad.
By the way, you can tell a man what to do on his own property.
No, you can't.
Well, not in North Carolina.
Not North Carolina. That's what I'm telling you. No. This is my fucking property. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to over here.
That was amazing.
Hey, Jim, go fuck yourself, all right? I got a cool-ass helicopter over here. You're just fucking jealous. Suck my jet fuel, bitch.
That is it.
Suck it. Hey, guess what? I'm going to take a shit on your house when I hover it over it because I don't give a fuck, Jim. Yeah, you thinking I'm going to crash, motherfucker.
That is not the dumb. Look, y'all think that that's the dumbest thing. That is not the dumbest thing that he's done.
Oh, no.
And his neighbors know.
Oh, yeah. I have to believe he is well known for doing stupid shit.
Yes.
He is the Peter Griffin of that redneck subdivision.
Yes.
By the way, this is why, you know why this doesn't happen a lot in California? Because you can't afford enough land for your helicopter.
Exactly.
And when you can't afford enough land, you're like, I'll just get somebody to fly it for me.
Or I'll, keep it at the airport and I'll take lessons so that I can not kill myself.
And so, oh, I wonder what dumb shit he gonna do this week.
He clipped a tree. He clipped a fucking tree.
And then they bought the helicopter. Look, people that didn't have cameras bought cameras and trained it on his yard so they could catch it when he crashed the fucking helicopter. Oh, yeah.
No, my home, I know my house just got burglarized. And when, you don't have any pictures of the thief coming into the house, but I got some really good footage of my neighbor bouncing around in his helicopter. I had him point all the cameras over there.
All the cameras.
I had point all the cameras, over security systems at this house. That stupid motherfucker, he's gonna fucking fly into the tree. What? He's gonna hit a tree. He's gonna hit a tree and he's gonna die a horrible death.
You know who I wanna talk to? That guy's insurance agent.
Oh, his insurance agent.
He doesn't have insurance on it. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. No, and that's
but,
like.
No, but he assumes that his property insurance will cover it because it happened on his property.
Oh, fuck that. That's not. That is definitely not covered. Yes. Like damage from aircraft that you were in control of. That's actually written into almost, I think, every contract. Like, in fact, that's like a work comp thing. Like, if like you're like, one of the questions is, do any of the owners have a license to fly? And are they like, do they have any planes that they use on a regular basis? Like,
sure.
Because they want to know, is this guy going to fly employees and possibly cost $1 million worth of damage to his employees? Yeah. Of course, that's the cheap work comp loss.
Now, again, I have to point out that Kareem doesn't live in North Carolina anymore, but wasn't that a great trip back?
Yes. I'm telling you, I know both of them. I know both of them.
Meanwhile, some good news. The poop train's reign of terror in small town Alabama has ended. That
oh, shit got real.
Right?
In Alabama.
It's not often that a town of roughly 1,000 makes it to national news, but then it's not often a town faces a plight so ripe for media attention as Parrish, Alabama. For upwards of 2 months, a train brimming with sewage sludge has been squatting uninvited near fields used for youth baseball, simmering in the afternoon sun and making a noisome presence known even in the darkness of night. In a word, Mayor Heather Hall told the Associated Press, "It smells like death." But it appears the tiny town may finally be waking from its long nightmare. "I have wonderful news," Hall announced on Facebook, in what might be described as a remarkable understatement. She explained the containers of excrement aboard the train have been transported to and emptied at their intended destination, the landfill operated by Big Sky Environmental about 25 miles away.
I love the names of these landfill companies.
Just upwind. a few containers remained at the parish rail yard, but she reassured her constituents that they were just empty, soon to be removed as well. If you're wondering, what were some 250 tractor-trailer loads or 10 million pounds of poop doing just sitting in a residential area? Well, welcome to Alabama. by the way, if you want to do the, you don't have to do the math. It's roughly 5 tons of poop per person in Parrish, Alabama. As NPR's Jacob Pinter pointed out earlier this month, the stuff in question comes from those fuckers in New York and New Jersey, which, to resolve complications with local regulations, often avoid those regulations entirely by regularly shipping their waste across state lines to areas with looser zoning laws. Hello, Texas. We're sending you our shit.
Yep.
Get ready for it, everybody. At least that's where the poo in Parrish came from. That could be Donald Trump poo. You don't know.
Okay.
Joe Piscopo poo. Popoo? Yes.
My brother's house is about a half a mile from, or used to be, a chicken farm.
Oh, that's not good.
That's sad. That's sad.
We used to have to drive on the bus. Actually, his in-laws lived up the road, probably about 3 or 4 miles from the chicken farm. But anytime I stayed at their house and we had to catch the bus, you had to go past that. And that is like the worst smell.
It's really bad.
In the world.
Pig farm's pretty close.
Yeah. And that thing went back and forth between a pig and a chicken farm.
Oh.
So, yes.
That's a horror movie coming.
Why are you taking me back to North Carolina tonight? God damn you.
All I have experience with is cow shit.
Yeah, well, me too.
That's all I know is quite cow shit.
Me too.
Yeah, but you only have like one cow. This is a fucking flock.
Well, I have experience with a herd of cows.
You have a period.
That's nothing compared to even one chicken coop.
Yes. Yeah, no.
It's awful.
Yes.
Well, I've been to Oakdale, so. Yeah, I mean, it just smells like a cow patty. when the wind blows like a certain way Oakdale. Yeah.
Look, they closed the Hershey plant there. Haven't they suffered enough?
Oh, shit, I-5 by 12? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
No, I know what you're talking about.
There's some places.
Yes.
But it's nothing, I guess, compared. I'm going to have to go smell some chicken shit.
No, you don't.
You do. You have to go.
Yes.
You know what?
Report back. Take your wife out for an adventure for Mother's Day.
You know what smelled like?
We're going to stop and smell the chicken shit.
I want you to really appreciate your life. CJ loves chicken.
There you go. Yes. We're going to the chicken farm.
You know what smells like bad? Like you wouldn't think that it's like, but I lived down the street from when I was in Chico from the Sierra Nevada Brewery.
Oh yeah.
And like when they're yeasting, like, or they're throwing the yeast in, like it was horrible.
I'm not a fan of Sierra Nevada, so it doesn't surprise me that their brewery smells.
It's just beer. Beer makers. It just fucking smells. But nothing like that.
No. Hey, meanwhile, in Vegas, there's going to be 30 self-driving BMWs on the Strip. Get ready for that.
No.
As I saw one person joke, Las Vegas residents will roll out at the marvel of a BMW using a turn signal. It's going to be the Lyft cars. A tech company announced the upcoming plans to deploy the self-driving vehicles through a partnership with Lyft in Las Vegas. It's Aptiv, a tech company specializing in mobility and programming. They're going to launch 30 autonomous BMWs in southern Nevada via Lyft by the end of 2018. Although the cars will be accompanied by highly trained operators to collect data and analyze the performance in all scenarios.
Shit, man.
So, still going to have a driver, but they're not going to be driving. Whatever.
That is dumb.
We better hope that some maximum overdrive shit doesn't happen.
are they trying to do this for the millennials? Because regular people aren't going to give up the control of driving. Like, you're going to have some people that.
Well, it really depends. Like, my wife has a really long commute, and it's on I-80. So if she had the ability to just hang out and not worry about it, then she would definitely want to do that just because it's such a mind-numbing trip to do every day back and forth like that. And, of course, because of the way it goes from 5 lanes to 3 lanes to 2 lanes to 5 lanes, and you have all of the bottlenecking, you get all of these stops. And we went out to Berkeley on Sunday, and there were a couple of really bad backups because people were picking up trash on the side of the road.
I fucking hate rubberneckers.
Yeah.
I hate rubberneckers.
Yeah. And you always get those things where it's like a cluster of cars, and then you get around or through, and then there's a big fucking open space in front of them.
Yep.
You're like, what the fuck were y'all doing?
They were looking at the people picking up trash.
Yeah. Fucking assholes, man.
That's what it was this time.
Fucking assholes.
Good news, the Steel Vengeance roller coaster is back open at Cedar Point after an accident closed it on opening day.
Oh, wow.
Their new record-breaking coaster at Cedar Point back online after an accident forced it to close most of opening day on Cinco de Mayo. The communications director tells MLive that one of the coaster's trains lightly bumped a parked train in a loading station. It was a light bump. Nothing more. So then they just declared it was open. Earlier in the day, four people had asked for EMS to look at them after the crash, but they all went back into the park, so they weren't really injured. If you want to know what it sounds like to ride Steel Vengeance, we've got YouTube to let us know that. Hopefully, oh yeah, there we go.
Non-monetized.
Oh, sorry, I'm casting it. That's why it's not coming up. Hold on, let me stop that so we can actually hear.
18 at Cedar Point, which opens May 5th. It's hard for me to talk right now because I'm on a coaster.
This hammer's on with Cleveland.com.
Thank you.
We're having
Yeah, thank you.
Now it's going to stop.
I have no choice. Again, Sealed Engines opens up May 5th here at Cedar Point, America's Roller Coaster.
I know. Why are you having here?
10 world records, including super duper fast, super duper tall.
Get ready to hear a nerd scream in terror.
2.2 seconds of air time. Whoa! Oh my, really?
Those were two little waves before the initial climb up. So now they're going up at a pretty steep angle.
Love that sound, man. Fucking dig it.
Well, you know something horrifically terrifying is coming after this sound.
Oh, man. I love it when you're sitting in the front, too.
As it
so
slows
you're just
down.
Dangling, you're dangling there at the front of it.
Well, and everybody is wearing a winter coat because it's Ohio. And it's like cold and misty there as they're doing this. Here we go. We're getting near the top. Oh, here we go.
Oh, I can kind of feel it inside me. Oh, I guess the first car turn, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I got another one. Right? Is it a turn or something?
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. There's another one. Oh, this is going to be some kind of crazy.
On the first... It looks like it's got a bit of a corkscrew. On the first descent, he put his head down. He put his arms out in front of him and his head down like you would in a plane crash.
We're only halfway done. Okay. Oh my god.
Oh man, this sounds super smooth. Sounds super smooth.
It's a steel wood hybrid coaster, too. There's a lot of points where they're going really fast and then they go up on one side and then back to the center and back to the other side.
They're trying to get you up.
A little half corkscrew, yeah. It's not a full it doesn't look like a full inversion.
God.
Yeah, but they want to give you that feeling of being pressed up against the top.
Oh, yeah.
Like you don't...
I feel like I just climbed a mountain and I'm out of breath.
There you go.
So, I love going to Six Flags Magic Mountain. That's probably like my favorite theme park on the West Coast to go to.
That's got the big coasters.
Yeah. When I went there, like, was it 3 years ago, 4 years ago with Chris? No, it might have been almost 5 years ago with Chris. Yeah, this Thanksgiving will be 5 years. I went on the Viper, which is like the one that was featured in Encino Man. Was it Encino Man? I think. Yeah, it was Encino Man. Not Bill and Ted's. Bill and Ted's was the water park. Encino Man was the day at the at Magic Mountain. The Viper was the big coaster at the time. So it's an older coaster, but when I was a kid, that was also like the big one to go on, tallest, fastest, and all
sure.
that. Sure. I went on it again like 5 years ago, so I was 35, and I felt like I had been beat up, like so bad. Like I felt like I like my neck. I felt like such an old man compared to like the other rides there. There's another one, the Riddler's Revenge, which was kind of tough too. But looks like the only reason I would want to go to Ohio is go there. I've heard of this place.
Here's the Viper.
Oh.
Immediately starts with a big climb.
You just hear that it's much clunkier there.
It's all metal, so you've got that sound of the metal on metal. And you're just going up, and you're going up right next to a loop. So you see a loop next to you.
Yeah.
But please keep your hands in the car. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. And I love when you're going up and you see nothing but sky.
Oh, yeah, nothing.
And you're like, oh, God.
It's happening.
It's happening. We're almost there. And I'm sort of petrified of coasters. I mean, I've ridden them. I've ridden this one.
Yeah.
But, I love the inversions. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Here we go. It's a slow because you start to turn. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it dips down.
And
double
and upside, yep, upside down. And then right into a banking left turn.
Yeah, the G's on that, man. There's so many. Like, you feel the G's on that.
My favorite is really the inversion. I love inversions and corkscrews.
They have another one there that's newer called the X3, where it's almost like you're hovering like Superman, and it's fucking nuts.
Kareem, how do you feel about coasters?
I actually like them, I guess.
so you fall somewhere a little less than Jason with them.
Well, I haven't been on many since I've been an adult. I haven't been, like, we went to Disneyland last year. That was my first time ever going to Disneyland.
Right.
And we went with my grandson, so there wasn't a lot of.
Did you ride the big coaster in California Adventure?
I did not.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah. So
I haven't even been on that one.
Oh, dude, that's fun. Yeah. It's not scary. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. So we didn't, I mean, I only rode like three or four rides. Period.
Yeah.
Because most of it was about the kid.
Yeah.
It's like Splash Mountain was like the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can't wait to take CJ on the Haunted Mansion.
And the Cars ride in California Adventure.
Oh, and Guardians of the Galaxy was.
Yeah.
Was.
Oh, I can't wait to do that too.
Yeah, it wasn't there when we were there.
Well, get prepared to wait in line. since we were just in Ohio at the amusement park, well, let's check in with someone trying to pass a drug test.
Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Give an Ohio woman credit for trying. She faced a drug test, you know, with a urine sample. And according to WTOV-TV, she borrowed a urine sample from someone else. That's a crime. And what made it worse for the suspect is that the substitute sample tested positive for drugs. You know the old saying, friends don't let friends drive drunk? We need a new saying, friends don't let friends take their tainted samples. You're listening to Morning Edition.
Fuck you, NPR.
Wow.
That's what happens when NPR tries to make a joke when one was not necessary at all.
That's hilarious.
Right? Also from NPR, we have this about a Turkish soccer fan. It's very exciting stuff.
Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Turkish soccer fan apparently loved his team a little too much. The man named Ali was ejected from the stadium of his favorite team for some undisclosed misbehavior. Police made him sign a paper saying he would not return. But refusing to miss the game, he hired a crane and watched from over the bleachers. Police finally ordered him down. You can take the fan out of the stadium, but you can't take the stadium far enough away from the fan. It's Morning Edition.
Those crazy Turkish soccer fans.
Good idea.
Right?
There's some hotels in San Diego that you can stay at and just watch a game.
I've stayed in one of them. It's a tough watch, though, from where we were. Yeah. You could see in, but you could only see like part of home plate.
Yeah.
Great hotel. That was amazing. Love to go back to that. All right, so meanwhile this week, there were a couple of kids who drove a pretty significant distance to tour Colorado State University. And then bad things happened. We'll check in with CNN.
If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel to a safe distance.
Check the poop corner.
Check the poop corner.
If you smell gas, first check the poop corner. If there's nothing there, call PG&E. Get out.
And that's just good. It's good advice.
Right.
There are two young men that joined our tour that weren't a part of our tour. They're not, definitely not a part of the tour. And their behavior is just really odd.
See, two Native American teens were taking a Colorado State University tour. They had driven for 7 hours to visit their dream school. They were brothers. They showed up late. A mom on the campus tour called police because she was nervous about the teens.
You guys kind of came into the group?
Yeah, we were late.
Okay. They also said that they tried asking you guys questions and you wouldn't answer questions.
They asked us for a few.
Okay. Is there a reason you didn't want to cooperate?
No, he was just too shy.
You're shy?
And why didn't the tour guide step up and say, is there a problem? Why didn't she speak up for them?
That was their mom speaking. Critics are calling it the most recent example in a string of racial profiling. And the school released a series of tweets expressing regret about the brother's experience. Because apparently that's what you do.
White women.
They're reviewing how such an incident can be avoided and handled differently in the future.
White women, stop calling the fucking police. Some biased
person judged my boys on how they looked.
Yep. So racial profiling happens, and not just to black folk. It happens to Native Americans, too, and Hispanics.
So you called the police because two young men, two college-age young men, joined a college tour.
Well, they were acting strangely. They weren't doing the.
They weren't talking to me. They weren't answering my interrogation.
Yeah,
they like, no, I don't need to tell you who the fuck I am. Mind your own fucking business and leave me the fuck alone so I can enjoy my tour. So I can look at the college that I just drove
7 hours.
7 hours to see. I don't want your commentary. I don't need to be your friend. I don't even want to.
Why didn't you just cooperate? Why didn't you just comply?
I don't even want to know who your fucking kid is. I came to look at the college campus for myself. I don't give a fuck about you. Leave me alone.
Well, at least then they would have answered, though. They didn't even comply.
Why didn't you answer? Because you're not the boss of anybody, lady.
Get the fuck out of here.
Like, I don't know you. Why am I giving you my personal information?
Exactly. That's the fucking, like, it's ridiculous shit.
Exactly. I've very much come around on the idea of white privilege. I think this is a really great example of it in action. Because if it were two random white kids that same age, I don't know that they would have had the same questions asked. It's possible this lady is just really jumpy about everything. That she uses the term "my child" a lot.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I know she does. There's no question about that.
No, she was, you know, she was being racist. Matter of fact, she probably should have been worried about the two white kids that came up randomly more than anything.
Yeah. Well, you don't trust random white people, Kareem. We know that. That's what we've learned. Don't trust random white people.
It is properly so. You're going to call the fucking police because I'm joining the college tour.
Well, there are plenty of native peoples in Colorado, too. So it's not like you're like, hey, where did these native-looking kids come from? I don't know. Here?
Did you even talk to the tour guides to find out if they're supposed to be on the tour?
Yeah. Stop it. Stop the tour guide and go, hey, these two just sort of joined the tour. Are they supposed to be here or what's going on? But no, you call the police.
Well, because she might embarrass herself if she has to talk to them and then finds out that they're supposed to be there. Oh. She calls the cops. At least then she's kind of like removed from the situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not my problem now. Not my problem now. Anyway, let's get off of that. Let's cleanse our palates.
Lean back, relax, and enjoy sex toy news.
Well, this is a very special sort of edition of sex toy news. Little different than normal, because it's not about regular sex toys. It's sex toys automotive edition.
Ooh, my favorite.
An intoxicated Kansas man may face criminal charges after he was found attempting to have sex with the tailpipe of a parked automobile. Police in Newton, a city 25 miles north of Wichita, responded late on a Tuesday to a 911 call about a naked man beneath an automobile. Automobile?
Did they say what type of automobile?
I don't believe so. We'll get there. The 24-year-old suspect cops discovered was trying to place his penis into the tailpipe.
Ouch.
That reminds me of Beverly Hills Cop. We're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
No. You did.
The naked man was oblivious when contacted by cops. That's according to Lieutenant Scott Powell of the Newton PD. Despite the presence of officers, the suspect continued to try to have sex with the tailpipe. The man was eventually tased and taken into custody.
He didn't say no, all right? The car didn't say no.
Due to his impairment, the suspect was transported to a local hospital for treatment. His blood alcohol content measured at 0.35.
Wow.
Wiggity wow.
That's more blackout.
That's more than four times the legal limit. The suspect had previous contacts with police. Shocking. Following the bizarre incident, police sent the local prosecutor a report recommending he be charged with lewd and lascivious behavior, a misdemeanor. Since a charging decision has not been made, police have declined to identify the suspect. So we don't know.
And they didn't say what type of car it was.
They did not there.
That like because like here's the thing like if it was like they said car, so it's definitely not a truck. Because if it was like a diesel truck, then I'd be fucking impressed. Like that's a big hole, and you think you're gonna fill that? Like that's gumption. You know what I mean? But if it was like a Daihatsu, like three cylinder. That's a tiny little, you know, exhaust pipe. You know, that'd be a tight fit.
I'm looking up another news story. No, there is no indication as to what kind of car it was.
Man.
In any of these stories.
That's like basic journalism. Like, that's basically like, no, like the car was the victim here.
Well, men are pigs, right? It's all men. Men. Right, Kareem?
That's right.
Yeah, but maybe the car wasn't wearing a top. Maybe the car asked for it. Maybe.
Well, Jason, I'm getting to that because a woman who's been diagnosed with mechanophilia, a sexual attraction to vehicles and machines, recently caused a disturbance in her Pennsylvania neighborhood when she bolted from her home and chased after cars to which she was attracted.
Is she a dog?
Cops in West Norrington.
Is that a bitch in heat?
25 miles from Philly received
take
a call.
Take care of your girl, Kareem.
Received a call on April 18th about a woman running into the roadway who was being chased by two other females. Officers determined the pursuers were a pair of home health aides assigned to the woman who was running toward a Marshall's department store around 3:40 p.m. Don't make fun of her. She's got an illness. When cops approached the woman outside the store, she revealed her diagnosis, saying she was not trying to get hit by any cars. She was only trying to see them because she's attracted to them. Police explained to the woman that her actions were dangerous and she needed to go home.
Take your ass home.
They brought her back home where she kissed and hugged, and became emotional over a white Nissan Pathfinder that she called Husky Bear.
Oh, wow.
What are you cheating on Husky Bear? What's going on?
Come on, man. Husky needs you.
The woman whose name was redacted from the report released by police also yelled at another vehicle nearby because she did not like it.
You stupid Kia.
You're too close to Husky Bear.
One patrolman explained to the woman that she could not be outside causing a disturbance and that she needed to go inside. After kissing the Pathfinder several more times, she returned to her residence.
I want to know the car she doesn't like. Is it a like Dodge Charger?
Unclear. The woman's health aides told cops they're not allowed to put their hands on her, so she runs off often.
Wow.
Right? You know what I'm thinking? Invisible fencing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, stop me if you've heard this one. A beaver tries to enter a Waterloo, Ontario beer bar.
No. Does it order a beaver stout?
Well, it was almost closing time on a Sunday, and one of Matthew O'Hara's staff members had stepped out for a breath of fresh air during a break. He noticed a strange animal making its way through the parking lot at Beer Town, a restaurant in uptown Waterloo, Ontario. At first, he thought it was a skunk and ducked back inside for backup. He was walking through the parking lot in between the vehicles. By the time we got out to the back door again, the beaver was right up maybe 10 to 15 feet from our back door.
Wow.
Being a beaver, plus not having valid age of majority ID, was denied entry into the establishment. It was a good-sized beaver. Its paws were probably the size of my palm. I have medium-sized hands, I guess. It had a big, big webbed feet and big flappy tail, too. If you put two basketballs side by side, it's about that big. I'm guessing how heavy it was. I would say 30 to 45 pounds. The beaver, they learned, had wandered away from a Waterloo park, not far from the city core in a marshy area it calls home. So Adam and the other city manager grabbed a cardboard box and kind of snuck up on it and slipped it over top of it to contain it a little bit so they could get it to the Grand River Conservation Authority. But it was moving around in the box on top of it, so they got a bigger garbage bin, flipped it over and put it on top. A big plastic bin, so it wasn't confined either. Then they had to contain it. It took seven people, including two Region of Waterloo police officers, to get the wandering beaver into a cage. The beaver is elusive, Jason.
It Let is. My beaver go. This is my beaver.
It created quite the spectacle, despite all the commotion for the beaver. The staff nicknamed him Paul, for Paul Bunyan. The beaver remained calm. It was a fairly docile, actually. It was just kind of sitting there looking around.
I hate when beavers just sit there and look at you.
Right? So honestly, I'm just glad we were able to take care of it and get it back to safety without it causing somebody harm or getting itself hurt,
oh,
right?
Oh, man, I hate when beavers hurt you.
When you get a beaver at a bar, that's something special. I don't think anyone can argue with that statement.
No.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think most bartenders like to have as many beavers at the bar as possible.
Beavers get in free tonight.
What's that?
This is beavers get in free tonight. Yeah.
Oh, not you, beaver. We're talking about vaginas. We're being coy.
Oh, yes, it's beaver's night. And the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's beaver's night. Oh, what a night.
No, Mr. Beaver, you cannot come in here. This was not a party for you, all right? It was a special for ladies only. We weren't talking about you, Mr. Beaver.
Oh, what a beaver.
I knew I loved that story. All right, let's wrap this up.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
I know you've been wondering, what are the people in Plattsburgh, New York upset about?
I'm going to say one person's upset with how whiny Democrats are. I'm going to say somebody's upset with how Trump is acting. I'm going to say somebody's going to, like, two people are going to complain about the sidewalk. One person's going to complain about city government. I think I've hit. Let's see if I can go all in on that.
I think you've got a lot of good instincts there. let's go ahead and give me some music to think about that. It's going to play after the ad. That's fine. The actions and words of city officials are simply embarrassing. Even yes. If they were doing their jobs competently, I don't believe many are of the opinion that they are. I'd ask they look at their responsibility and the professionalism that requires. Send them all packing before they do more damage.
Okay, so that's one of my predictions. 1 of 5.
Jumping aboard, everyone is about the almighty dollar today, and I need to be noticed. All these people coming out of the woodwork accusing people of things that happened years ago. What does that show to your children? I had an affair on your father, mother, or that person's family is ruined? Think about it, Americans!
I almost say it's about Trump, but not.
Cosby?
Yeah, Cosby.
Or someone got caught at the family dinner.
Yeah.
Easter dinner got ruined by a confession. Is what happened there. My iPad rebooted itself. Weird. Think twice before you agree to send your loved one to a nursing home. They might medicate him so much he won't know what's going on. Don't hesitate to ask what medications are and the reasons for them. I observed a nursing home and saw it is operated for the benefit of the staff, not the patient. Some drugs should never be given as a substitute for good quality care. By the way, you probably should have some idea of what medications old people are on anyway. Even if they're not at the home.
Yeah.
Just saying. More student walkouts being supported by school officials, news media, and pandering politicians. What happens when students decide to expand the reasons for walking out? Maybe they should protest that so many of their potential schoolmates have been killed by legalized abortion. Would the schools, media, and politicians applaud them then? If you support students walking out of school for one cause, then you should support the same for any cause. No, see, here's the thing. It's not legal to shoot other people, motherfucker.
Why not? Also, if there was a lot of kids that wanted to walk out because of abortions, like, then they should. there's only a handful of them that are, and it's because that they were raised by you, lady, like or man, like, so get the fuck out of here with that,
that's shit. A lady. School budget is increasing by 4.1% this year. That's more than twice the rate of inflation. This school board has to make the hard decisions to make more cuts. An increase over the inflation rate is unacceptable, and everyone should vote no. People's salaries cannot sustain these types of increases.
They can't.
Hey, I see where SkyWest will not begin operations until 2 months after they were supposed to start. This is absolutely unacceptable. The agreement was for June. What makes this worse is that Penn Air increased the cost to Boston after June 30th to $412 one way. Great job, Clinton County. Not. As a survivor of abuse myself, I pray the woman who was sexually abused can find hope and faith to heal from this horrible pain. I don't know who you are, but I'm praying you can find healing and counseling to help you move past this. And I pray someday you may somehow forget this horrible incident. It may not be forgotten, but I pray that it doesn't haunt you. What? Why is that a speak out? And by the way, it's probably going to haunt her. I'm just guessing here. I'm being interrupted. I would have more music for you, but there's an ad for Black Panther. Woo!
I haven't seen this ad.
I haven't either. It's odd that it's out now on Spotify. Bring Wakanda home on digital today. Oh, bring Wakanda home on digital.
That's why we haven't.
Wakanda forever. That is another ad. You know what, Spotify? You can suck it.
Yeah, suck it,
Spotify. Suck it, Spotify. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find some music. I'm going to call it my iTunes here. Trust me, I'm going to call it up here.
Uh-oh.
And then
say that it needs an update.
of course it is.
And then it's going to ask for your password.
It might. Oh, yeah, there is a new update available. Of course there is. All right, let's... you're going to play for me, aren't you? It's going to. Trust me, it will.
It's thinking about it.
It's thinking about it. It's in your library. It really...
Do you have the license for this? Let me find the license.
I do. Here we go. It's starting. Crumbs that Trump gave taxpayers have been taken by Cuomo's new property reevaluation. Now our school district figures out how much your star rebate will be and raises taxes based on your refund so they can get that also. So don't worry about those crumbs between the state and schools. There won't be a crumb left. And finally, the old highway oil property looks great. Kudos to the city for the simple way of providing large boulders for the natural, fun, inexpensive design. My kids love it, and so do I. But how many DPW superintendents do we need to figure out that it's time to remove the stupid-looking orange barricades? Even when they're happy, these motherfuckers can't be happy. We love it. It's fantastic. Why are there still orange barricades there? Me, 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 me.
Shut the fuck up.
Every time I read Speak Out, I am reminded how happy I am I don't live in Plattsburgh anymore.
Yeah.
It's the town that can never be happy. Never be happy. No matter what, they can never be happy. You know why? You have 15,000 Stewart shops in the city of Plattsburgh. At least 2 Dunkin' Donuts. You got a movie theater. You've got a Buffalo Wild Wings now, for God's sake. Stop bitching about everything. And now you've apparently got a park with boulders in it.
Boulder Park.
I mean, Jesus, what more do you fuckers want?
Yeah, what the fuck?
The snow melted, and all you're complaining about is you got to give money to schools? Oh my God, the schools are going to take our money, and what are those fucking nefarious bastards going to do with it? They're going to, they're going to educate the kids.
They want some warm weather, that's what they complain about.
They're just sad.
It's the town that happiness forgot.
You know, maybe we should move there and brighten them up. Like,
you go ahead and move. I lived there long enough.
No.
I don't like the cold.
Then you would not like it there.
I mean,
are you fine for the next few months?
Yeah.
Then the kids will come back. Here's the thing. So the college kids are leaving soon. So I'm surprised they'll be bitching about what they left behind on the sidewalks. And then the summer will come, and then they'll complain about people driving crazy. And these damn kids, why don't they have jobs in the summertime? And then the college students will come back in the fall. And the bitching will commence about, oh my God, they're coming back. Invading our city. Getting drunk downtown. Walking home. Why can't you be happy, Plattsburgh, New York?
Yeah, at least you're not Ohio.
It's true. Bright side to everything. That's it. We're out. See you next week.